This is a very brief recording with Ernestine Hera Kettler, made on July 25, 1975. The purpose was to try and uncover the point at which and the reasons for her leaving the Socialist Workers Party and joining the Socialist Party. She was not too eager to talk about this in her room, within earshot of her roommate, but did give the essential information. When I was going over your interviews, I realized for the first time that you were talking about the SWP you joined in 38. What I wanted to find out was when you switched. It was never clear to me when you dropped out.
Oh, I think when I came here.
Oh, to Los Angeles?
Yeah, when I came let me see.
48? It was about 48 or so?
Well, about 48, 49, I guess.
But then you went into the SP.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about why you dropped out and shifted?
Well, I'll tell you, I disagreed with them from the beginning. On that dictation of the proletariat, I just agreed with it. You know. And they were, you know, I just didn't care for them. And I didn't care for the SP either, but I had much more freedom. You know.
But while you were disagreeing, for instance, in 38, it was because they recruited you that you went into them, was that it?
Well, I knew a number of people and I liked them very much. And there was a split in the SWP. And I was with these people, see, they stayed in the, they actually walked right out, yes, but that the Shackman group, you know, they split, so I stayed in the group. Yeah.
But so the whole time you really were at odds with them?
Well, I really was, yeah, I had certain troubles, you know, with them. We had that unemployment union in San Francisco, and I was secretary and something, or I don't know what, and the meetings were on the same nights. So they got mad because I never attended their meeting. I said, well, you want me to work in this union, I'm working there, and I cannot attend both.
That was of the office employees union, you mean?
No, that was the unemployed union.
Huh.
And I can't remember, there were, this one was in opposite policy from the regular unemployed union. And I can't remember now, I can't remember names, I'd have to get it from, you see, I've lived several kinds of lives. You
see, I was so confused because I remember one day I said to you, well, wait a second, you mean the SP, don't you, not the SWP, and then you told me the story of how you joined the SWP. But then I never did get why, when and why you left and went into the SP.
Yeah.
That was what was confusing me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There were two, then they thought of joining the CP, and that was too much for me.
Oh, so that's the point at which you left?
Well, I mean, one of the points. See, generally, it was not something that I could stay with. But and I wouldn't have stayed with the SP except that they were far more democratic. Mm.
Did you see them as being committed to the same sorts of things?
The same what?
Did you see them as being committed to a kind of socialism that you agreed with?
Well, in a way, but you know, I tell you, when you reach my age, you just don't even believe in that. You know, I mean, you may believe in it, not theoretically, but ideologically, but you can believe in it realistically. I mean, you see that there are no successes any place except for the CP. The CP has all kinds of successes, and then you begin to think, well, people have lived, and you're like the Vietnamese, you know, they've lived under dictatorship regime, and actually communism wouldn't have hurt them, it would have improved their life, and they couldn't see it, you know, I mean, what distinction do they make, you know, they don't know,
Yeah.
And this is true even in Africa, a large part of Africa. And also the reason that, in a way, that Israel has failed, you know. You know, they even failed in their original hope when they went there. So, you know, I just don't know, and I really don't care, because this is the lot of man, you know, to struggle, the conflict, the political conflict, and all kinds of conflicts he has. From the time he's born, really, until the end of his life. I mean, we're a very old race, you know, and how far did we get? See, look where we are. We are, you know, the next generation may well be frightened of the atomic bomb and so on. I mean, we're not safe at all, and we're not safe from our own people, not from a foreign... what do you call them? I'm losing my memory in that sense. But foreign planets and everything like that. You know, we have to be afraid of our own selves. And if our own selves doesn't recognize that and can't change, what hope is there? I mean, I hate to tell you that, because you're so young, and I certainly want you to fight, you know. But if it discourages you,
listen. If the world situation hasn't stopped me, you won't.
Yeah. Well, the point is, the world situation has not progressed in any direction where they can solve problems. You know.
But every so often, something happens that inspires me.
Well, that's from us. See? Don't forget that. I mean, I don't have faith that. That it happened under Ford's administration.
No. But Ernestine, when you actually made the switch, it was just, when you came to L.A., it was easier to do it then?
No, I made it here, yeah. In a way, I probably split away from them long time ago. But I don't want to talk to her.
I don't think she can hear, though.
Hmm?
I don't think she can hear, though, because on the phone,
she doesn't
I had
hear
trouble
her,
with
no.
her. Yeah. Because I was just so confused here.
You might say that actually it happened when I came to Los Angeles, because I was with them a year and then I split up.
Oh, so when you came to LA, you were still another year with them.
I was still with them,
yeah.
Because I didn't know any other people. See.
Well, now Mary Gallagher, though, wasn't involved.
She was never
involved. She wasn't, was she?
I don't even know where Mary Gallagher was involved.
Hadn't she been an anarchist, too? Hadn't she been involved with the
mob? I don't know what she'd been.
Oh.
I only know from talking to her that she hadn't been much of anything.
Oh, really?
No.
Because it seems to me she sort of had a reputation anyhow.
She sure had a reputation. She managed to create that reputation, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, she had a very good memory, an excellent memory of her bad memory. But she certainly didn't have much knowledge. So whatever she remembered, you know, I listened to her and I think, oh, my God, where has this woman, what is this woman? You know, but I liked Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed friends to the end, and we really had a fight on a few occasions.
Yeah, over political issues, you mean?
Well, I don't know. I think personal issues.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I don't think there's much difference between the personal and the political issues. But there is some difference. And besides which, I didn't agree with the politics. You know, I don't know what she had. I don't know what she was.
Well, didn't she finally join the CP?
No, I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't think so. Not when I knew her, anyway.
No.
Mm. She might have been in young years.
Oh.
When I knew her, she was already, I don't know, about 55, 60. But in her young years, I mean, she was always active. She was always around these people. See. But, she had a lot of poorly ideas, you know, that I tried to correct because they harmed other people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was careful how she talked to me, too. She was very careful. But, you know, did you see her?
No.
No.
She died
no,
before.
No, she died before.
Yeah.